Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Real good, Corey LaJoie, as we enter hour number three of the Rob Brown radio program. Hey, if you've got thoughts on this draft, now's the time to get them in, because you have from now until 8:40 a.m. At 8:40, Rashad Beard will join us to talk Panther draft strategery. At 9 o'clock, Hayden Ass Mario will join us to talk NBA playoffs, and we'll get his thoughts on the draft as well. At 9:20, it's Thursday. You know what that means. Fight Club with the great one, Lonzo. We'll talk MMA, boxing, and professional wrestling. And then if we don't get through all 32 picks, we will finish our mock draft in the last segment. If we do, we will ask what the X is going on. All of that coming up on the Rob Brown radio program. But we are going to try to finish up our mock draft in the next 40 minutes. So let us get back on the clock. We have made it through 25. Your selections so far go this way. Caleb Williams to the Bears, one overall. Jaden Daniels, second to the Commanders at number two. New England goes in the third spot with Drake May. At four, the Cardinals take Marvin Harrison Jr. At five, the Chargers take Malik Nabers out of LSU. Roma Dunze from Washington goes sixth to the Giants. Joe Alt, seventh. The offensive lineman heads to Nash Vegas, Tennessee. The Atlanta Falcons go with an interior defensive lineman and Byron Murphy II out of Texas. Chicago, with their second first-round pick, selects Jared Verse, the edge rusher from FSU. The Jets take Olufoshinu, the offensive lineman out of Penn State at 10. Michael Penix Jr. from Washington, 11 to Minnesota. J.J. McCarthy goes 12th to the Denver Broncos. Quinion Mitchell, 13th to Las Vegas. Talisa Fuaga, the offensive tackle, goes to the Saints at 14. Brock Bowers, 15th to Indianapolis. Seattle takes Troy Fotanu, the offensive lineman from Washington, at 16. Jacksonville, Dallas Turner goes edge rusher from Alabama to the Jags at 17. The Bengals take Latu Latu, the edge rusher, at 18. At 19, the Rams select Terrion Arnold, the cornerback from Alabama, at 20. The Steelers take Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver from LSU. The Dolphins select 21st, J.C. Latham, the offensive lineman from Alabama. The Philadelphia Eagles selected 22nd. They went with Cooper DeJean. Amarius Mims goes 23rd to Minnesota. Graham Barton, 24th to the Dallas Cowboys. And we left off with number 25, the Green Bay Packers selecting Nate Wiggins, the cornerback from Clemson. That brings us to pick number 26. It brings us to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the pick is in.
It was missing from my cart while I wanted to make sure it worked. That's the reason why.
Yeah. With the 26th overall selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback, Alabama. Bingo. This is one of the first draft profiles that I don't have a ton to add to. He pretty much nailed it on that. Short mid-range passes, Kool-Aid McKinstry is as good as it's going to get. You run a guy past him. You get a guy on a line, on a seven route, a nine route, a go technique. Kool-Aid is going to be in a little bit trouble. He's got decent speed, not high-end top speed.
Why do you keep using his nickname?
That's what he goes by.
Okay.
It's
so he doesn't really have a first name?
He does. It's Gaquincy.
Okay. All right.
But he has effectively made his name Kool-Aid. How sugar sweet you got to be to get the entire nation into buying it to the point that Roger is going to introduce him tonight as Kool-Aid McKinstry. I mean, that at this point, that just is his name. Super smart football player. Super smart football player. Guy understands patterns and techniques as well as any other DB that is going to be drafted tonight. He has got a ton of patience. He's got very rapid acceleration, and he is a turnover machine. He punches, he claws, he chops, he throws blows. He tries to knock the ball out of your arms and down to the turf, and he is very successful. And on top of all that, you get a bonus in that he is an excellent punt returner. Again, not great speed, but phenomenal field awareness, phenomenal vision, phenomenal execution in everything that he does. The only problem is the speed. The only problem is the short area speed is very good. Acceleration is good. Long break speed is not. Second thing, out of the break, he can get beat because he has built a reliance on giving a quick tug on wide receivers. The NFL, that's going to get called more than it does at the college level. NFL, you try to tug a guy to prevent him from coming out of his break, you're going to draw flags. He's going to have to start relying on his feet less than or more than he relies on trying to slow up breaks out of a route. And the last thing, and this is honestly, I think this is a critique that you could give about just about every defensive back in this draft. He does not want to play run support. He is happy to sit back. He is happy to play the backfield. He is happy to serve as the last line of defense against the run.
The Deion Sanders method.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Because Deion used to get killed for that all the time.
Yep. And it checks out and makes sense why. That's why he is being drafted way down here.
I guess I get it if you're slight of build, but how do you not want to hit? I mean, it's an amazing feel.
Some guys ain't got that dog in him, man. Some guys ain't got, they just ain't got that dog. The only other issue I have, he's only 5'11".
Now, that's a problem.
Yeah. As a DB, specifically as a cornerback, that can present some problems at the next level. But the dude does everything well. He just doesn't necessarily have that doesn't really have that bust in him. Doesn't really have that push to him that I need that guy to have if he is going to be exceptional at the next level. All right, let's move on. Let's get another pick in here. Coming up at 27, once again, the Arizona Cardinals, and the pick is in. This is a pick that I don't particularly love. This is a pick that I think you are going to end up with a spot that is the result of a trade. I don't know if this team is picking here, and if they are, I don't think this is necessarily the way they go. But for where they are, for what they need, with the 2024 27th selection in the Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Jerzon Johnny Newton, defensive lineman out of Illinois. He is undersized. He checked in at 6'2", 304, which as an edge rusher, fine. As an interior defensive lineman, not so much. He is very compact. He is what Lonzo and I would call sturdy. All right, goes 300 pounds, but he is built small. There are a lot of things that are very interesting. He's very quick. He runs like a defensive end who has been shifted to the inside of the field. He plays a very good press. It is hard to turn him one way or the next. Offensive linemen are not going to be able to just steer him away from the run gap. He plays heads up, straight up, and he gets up and down the field. Issue I have. When he gets into a block, he does not disrupt the block. He does not try to break up the block. He does not try to shock the offensive lineman. He embraces the block. This is the biggest concern I have for any defensive lineman. I do not want you to see the offensive lineman and just kind of gradually go. I want you to blow that block up. I want you to blast through his chest. I want you to go reverse xenomorph spawn on him. Don't come out. Don't burst into the chest. Go in, go through him. And Johnny Newton does not necessarily do that. Second thing is he can get a little bit undisciplined against the run. What I'm talking about here is I said you can't steer him. He's not a guy you can turn into the A gap if you're rushing B or turn into the C gap if you're rushing B. What happens sometimes is that because he's undersized, Johnny Newton tries to figure out where the ball is going and get there. And sometimes it leads to him running to where the offensive line wants him to be blocked. He does not react. He tries to be proactive. Oh, looks like they're going to run C gap. I'm going to blitz. I'm going to rush the C gap. And it ends up creating an issue, creating a spot where sometimes he removes himself from the play. This is probably too high for Johnny Newton. But the Cardinals' defense sucks. It does. And most, or at least my philosophy is, with the offense, you build it from the center out. With the defense, you build it from the nose tackle out. And Johnny Newton very much fits into that category. We got time to get one more in here, I think. Let's go with the Buffalo Bills drafting at number 28, and the pick is in. With the 28th overall selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Buffalo Bills select Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver, Texas. I really don't understand the size thing here. He's 6'2", 205. Like, yeah, up against a guy like 5'11", Kool-Aid McKinstry, sure. 6'2", 205 is not a behemoth. That's not a monster. I do not understand why people are leaning so heavy on the size thing for Adonai Mitchell here. I don't get it. I don't understand. Strengths and weaknesses for this kid. Real quick acceleration. Real quick foot speed. Real quick burst off the line. And it is not just acceleration out of the set. It's route changing as well. He can change the pattern, the direction of his route in stride and get downfield bursts of acceleration that will throw a DB off. Again, to go back to the last DB we talked about, Kool-Aid McKinstry. One of the things we talked about with him is the fact that if you can get on his back, if you can get to his back, whether it's on the nine or the inside route, he flips the hips too late. Adonai Mitchell is a guy that will kill a DB if he does that, because not only is he going to plant and make the cut, but when he plants and comes out of the cut, he accelerates a second time. So you can't trust when he runs, let's say, a corner route or a fade route or a post route, that diagonal speed is going to stay consistent when he moves to the second portion of the route. He will hit a different gear, a different speed. That's big time. Second thing that I love about this guy, get it close. Get it close to him. There was an episode years ago of a show called Sports Science. I don't know if you ever watched it. I loved it.
I did, but I had a problem with it.
Fine. Physics, chemistry, biology.
Yeah, I know all those things. I mean, the first few episodes were pretty cool, but then after a while, it got a little boring.
I adored that show.
No surprise.
As a sports dork, I loved that show. Anyway, they had T.O. come do an experiment one time, and the premise was the catch radius of an NFL wide receiver. Now, T.O.'s an unfair specimen to use, but they brought in T.O., and they had him stand in one spot and basically jump in every direction, up, down, left, right, forward, backwards, diagonal, whatever. And they built a little dome. They built a little dome around him to show you how big of a radius from T.O. a quarterback had to get the ball for T.O. to have a shot at it. And basically, in any direction, front, back, left, right, you had to throw it, Zoe, within the length of a school bus, and T.O. could go get it. If you were throwing up, it had to be less than 11 feet in the air, and T.O. could catch it.
By the way, not as big of a deal. I mean, because how tall is T.O. and his outstretched arms? So he's really, what, jumping 2 feet, maybe?
T.O. was probably, let's look. I don't want to guess. I was going to say he's probably about 6'3". Yeah, 6'3". T.O. went about 6'3". That's me?
Right.
Dunking on an 11-foot rim.
How tall are you when you... I'm just saying.
That's insane.
11 feet is great, but it's not as high as you're making it sound like.
That's dunking a basket.
But you're already reaching up. How many feet are you reaching up when you reach up? So you're...
About eight.
Your elbow, your elbow pit probably comes to the top of your head.
Okay. So arm up on top of that's another 2 feet. You're looking at 8 feet. I'll give you 8.5
right.
for a guy like T.O.
So
with
jumps,
long arms.
He jumps 3 feet.
Three and a half feet.
It's still a big deal. I already said he jumps 3 feet. But now if it was 12 feet, that would be something totally different.
Lonzo, if I walked into the gym right now and dunked a basketball, you would lose your bleeping mind. This guy jumped 11 feet in the air.
Yeah, you have to land, and it's going to hurt when you land.
Lonzo, I can't touch the rim anymore, all right? I could dunk in high school. I can't touch the rim. This guy would dunk a goal that's a foot higher than the goal.
I just lowered our rim down to 8 feet. You can come over, and just it makes you feel
amazing.
I might
be able to dunk on your granddaughter's, like, tiny tots hoop. All right, the point is, Adonai Mitchell is the type of cat that has that range. Get it within a school bus, and he can go catch it. So where's the issue? Issue is number one, letdown games. If there's not pressure on Adonai Mitchell, he disappeared. Issue number two, he does not fight for the football, which means that the Kool-Aid McKinstrys, the 5'10" guys, they suddenly have a chance because they can outmaneuver, outposition this guy. Third thing, and this is, I can't believe this hasn't been coached out of him, he catches with the body. He cradles the ball. He lets it come into his body and uses his gut and his chest to catch the ball. You cannot do that at the next level. You have to catch with your hands. He is not aggressive. He does not fight for the football. That's why he dropped this far. When we come back, we got four teams left. The Detroit Lions are on the clock. We'll check in with Mark Ryan, see who he thinks they're going to. I'm just kidding. We're not doing that.
I'd text him and see if he wants to call.
You know what? Text him. See if he wants to come on. See, he's not doing anything. Okay. He doesn't work in the mornings.
Let's see if he blocks me.
Number 29, the Detroit Lions on the clock. We go through our last four teams in the 2024 mock draft when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, rolling on with our mock draft. We're going to probably not finish it up here. We'll probably have to finish it in the final segment of the final hour of the show, but we'll see how many we can get through here. The Buffalo Bills just selected Adne Mitchell, the wide receiver out of Texas. That puts the Detroit Lions on the clock, and the pick is in. With the 29th overall selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Detroit Lions select Emmaus Robinson, edge rusher out of Penn State University. Nope. That's the wrong one, Odyssey guy. You know, we made it all the way this far into the game before we got to our first.
I'll have words with him after wrong the show. File. I'll talk to him about that.
Yeah, that's not particularly ideal, to be 100% honest with you. it's not what I wanted. They call him Chop, by the way. If you've heard Chop Robinson, that's who we're talking about.
Okay. Here. All right. Because until this point, I'm like, I know who Chop is. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Here is his profile. This is the definition of potential. That's what Chop Robinson is. He has every trait that you want, and yet the numbers show him as like good but not great. Modest production compared to what his physical tools should have allowed him to do. He is powerful. He will be able to go mano a mano, toe to toe, bro v bro against any offensive tackle in the game. He's got remarkable quickness. I have heard him compared a number of times to a track sprinter coming out of the blocks when he comes off the edge. Physically, this guy should be a monstrosity at the next level. But he's very unpolished. He's very raw. This is something that I would have concerns about a kid going to Penn State for development. Chop Robinson would be the reason why. Chop Robinson had average production for a guy of his talent. Average technique, average hands, average feet. The guy has the potential to be an absolute legend, but he just doesn't have the je ne sais quoi of a great player. It's I'm trying to come up with an analogy for it or a comparison for it, and I really can't, man. I really can't. Like, the guy is he's got the foundation for a great play. You know what he is? He's a crappy apartment in a great neighborhood. That's what he is. Like, you look at it and you're like, this place
should be. Wow, man, I don't want to be compared like that.
It's the best I can come up with on the fly. All right. I should have thought about this earlier. He's a crappy apartment in a great neighborhood. You look around and you go, damn. That's real good, and that's real good. And all the potential, you got music, you got food, you got drinks, you got art, you got performances, you got everything for this neighborhood to be amazing. There's nice houses all around this area, and this apartment, if somebody would just try, this apartment could be genuinely great. This apartment could be genuinely fantastic, and it's just not. That's what Chop Robinson is. Tell you what, because we got Rashad at 840. Let me do one more before we run to a break. Let's go to number 30. It is the Baltimore Ravens, and the pick is in. with the 30th overall pick in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Xavier Worthy, the wide receiver out of Texas. Quick, Lonzo, make fun of him for being small. That's your thing. He's 5'11", 165. Make fun of him right now. Do it right now.
It's funny. I'm watching Hornswoggle wrestle on X right at this moment.
Xavier Worthy is a home run ball. That's it. He's a home run guy. He's a deep speed guy. He's a guy you put him at the nine, and you can tell the defense, hey, he's just running a straight line, and he's still going to be difficult to cover. That's what this guy is. He's just a deep ball guy. He's a separation guy. He's a phenomenal ball tracker. If you throw it up, throw it deep, and he creates coverage, he's got great hands. He's not going to let the rock hit the turf. The problem is, he's 5'11", 165. Cornerbacks that play physical ball are going to eat his lunch if he can't get initial separation. Again, 4-2-1 and knowing when the ball is going to get snapped is going to beat a lot of corners. 5'11", 165 is going to get your lunch eaten a bunch of times as well. He is thin. He is not a strong thin. He has got a lack of hand and arm strength, which means if a ball is in the air and there is a safety over the top that meets him at the ball, they're going to win the jump ball over Xavier Worthy. I'm going to be real clear here. This pick to me, as much as I think a deep ball threat fits Baltimore, I also think it fits Kansas City at 32. This is the second Xavier I personally would take in this draft. I would take Xavier Leggett over Xavier Worthy. This is a pick that I am making because I believe that there are a number of teams that are willing to spend a first rounder on the deep ball threat. The guy that you put out there, and everybody knows when Xavier Worthy is at the X, he's just running a 4-2-1, Lonzo. 4-2-1. Not 4-2-9, not almost 4-3, yeah, almost 4-2 flat.
I saw it when it happened. Yeah,
that's insane.
It's pretty amazing.
It's insane. And that is a weapon. He can't do anything else. Can't run him across the middle. Can't throw him in the face of a corner. You just got to say, light the fuse, go deep. Let's see what happens. I think Lamar could use that right now, though, because they don't really have that guy. All right, 31 and 32, end the show. Rashad Beard continues the show next on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the Fan Upstate waiting on Rashad Beard. Hopefully he will be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. We are just a minute early.
I do have a quick question for you concerning the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we, and this started last year, now we have a third way to watch the draft. What is your, what place do you watch the draft at?
I'm not gonna lie. I watched the traditional ESPN.
So
coverage.
The fact that Belichick is going to be with McAfee, that doesn't make you want to watch that.
Y'all know
it's because you nerd out too much on the draft. So how is this different from the Manning cast?
Two reasons. I love me some McAfee. We know that. If I may call it what it is. McAfee is me if I started with $10 million in the bank, okay? McAfee is quite lit. So before McAfee was McAfee, I described to you what the perfect career was for me. It's literally what McAfee's doing. It's calling wrestling matches on Fridays. It's being at football games throughout the week. It's broadcasting a goofy-ass, vulgar podcast from an old, decrepit basketball gym. He is literally doing what I said I was going to do. And for the record, I ain't hating the player. I love me some Pat McAfee.
It's a brand new gym, by the way. They had that thing built.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
I could only afford a decrepit gym. But the point here is, despite the fact that McAfee stole my gimmick, I actually really like the guy. He's very entertaining. I'll tell you why I'm turned off. Because Bill Belichick is boring as hell.
He's not, though. He's not. Have you seen him when he's loose? When he's loose, he's funny. And if you get that guy on this show, this is his opportunity to be who he is guarded and when he's answering the media to a degree that is boring on purpose to make the media leave him alone.
If I start getting the text from the fellas tonight in our group chat.
He won't look at them or answer them.
I look at him. If I am getting group text from the boys tonight and they're saying, hey, Hoodie's kind of funny. Hoodie's kind of got me hooked right now. Hoodie's got me bought in on Hoodie the TV guy. At that point, I'll flip over. I'll flip over and I'll check it out. But I'm not going to, especially early. Or what I might do, great one, is I might watch like the first half on the traditional broadcast, and then I'll try him around pick 17, 18, where it kind of gets a little offensive line mini. I'll try him. I'll flip over. And if he's good and I'm entertained, I'll stick around. And if he's not, I'll go back to the traditional. I will give him a shot, but I'm not going to give him a shot for the first overall selection.
Well, why? We already know what that is. So, and the best draft coverage is the NFL Network. They left the other place behind forever and ago. But I'm willing to watch McAfee because I know that Belichick's going to be funny. He's going to be loose. He's going to shock everyone. And I think it's going to be a good show. And this draft, more so than any for a while now, to me, is not that good of a draft. So you need something to spice it up. And I think McAfee might be the way to go.
Why
we're on the opposites here? This is so weird. This is the argument we have during the football season. Oh, Manning Cats, you got to watch that. And my argument is always, it's distracting. I want to pay attention to the game. So now you're saying McAfee is distracting. Do you want to pay attention to the draft?
Is that what I said, or did I say Hoodie's boring?
I think we all heard it. Yeah, we did.
No, you're
no, no, no.
You and my fiance. Let me tell you what you actually said, Rob Brown.
The two best people you know.
Let me tell you what you actually said. Let me tell you what you actually meant. No, 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 no. I love McAfee. I'm all in on Pat. I'm a big fan. No, I'm not done.
Comparison.
Don't start.
It's
Don't,
an apt comparison.
Do not stop me to tell other people what I actually meant. What I said was what I meant. Bill Belichick is a boring dude, and I will give him a chance to break that tonight. I love McAfee. But in a moment where I want to be dialed in on what is happening in the draft, I don't need Chris Collinsworth.
Can we come back to this? Because Rashad, I mean, we got Rashad.
Rashad's going to agree with me.
Yeah, because
which broadcast you watching tonight, Rashad Beard?
I'm watching my own broadcast. I just want to know who the picks are.
My man.
If you want entertainment, you come watch P&P. That's what you should do.
My guy.
That's how it's done right there.
You know what? Yeah. Rashad, I'm gonna pop in for a minute. I'm going to come by. I'm going to come check out what Rashad and Dave on the Panther Nation podcast have to say when my Saints select another boring-ass offensive lineman who's going to wash out in 2 years like we do over and over.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting, man. We're going to track all – even though the Panthers don't have a pick, we're going to definitely be keeping track of every selection. We have a consensus big board. We'll rank all the picks. It's going to be fun, man. We do this every year. We've been doing it for a long time. So
is it an actual big board? Is it an actual, like, whiteboard thing? Because, yeah, I want to – Sorry, I used a word.
It's not an actual one,
use.
But it's an Excel document that we track. It's good stuff. It's all fun.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, joins us on Thursdays to talk Carolina Panther football. Obviously, no first round pick for your fellas this year, Rashad. To me, I've talked about this a lot. I think there's a wide receiver run in round number one. I think the Chiefs are going wide receiver. I think the Ravens go wide receiver. I think the Bills go wide receiver. And I think that there's a handful of teams in the teens that might go wide receiver. I'm going to give you the selection right now. We talked, obviously, last week about Ladd McConkey. Let's assume that Kansas City takes Ladd McConkey at 32. Who's the guy you want left over at 33? That's the ideal pick of the second tier of guys that's not Ladd McConkey that you hope available at 33.
Yeah, see, I think the Chiefs, and this is like nightmare scenario, if they get Xavier Worthy, it's like over because that's the last thing they need is a guy like that with that much speed. But I want Xavier Worthy. I think Xavier Worthy is a guy that that's great. I think A.D. Mitchell, I don't know where you classify him. In that, you know, what tier you put him in. Some folks think that A.D. Mitchell is kind of the back end of tier one. He's got some stuff going on. But I think Xavier Worthy, A.D. Mitchell, Xavier Legette, I think there is so many ways we can go that I'm not worried. Like, I'm okay with not having a first-round pick. Let's be patient. Let's see what comes to us. And we'll get a wide receiver. I firmly believe that we'll get one of the three or four or five guys out there that may be available come pick 33.
So let me tell you where I ended up with those guys because I'm curious to get your reaction. I got Adne Mitchell going to Buffalo at 28. I got Xavier Worthy going to Baltimore at number 30. And at 32, okay. I am still juggling Ladd McConkey or Xavier Legette going to Kansas City. I think most everybody right now is putting Ladd McConkey above Xavier Legette on the board. I'm not going to fight that. I actually really like Xavier Legette. I think what happened at South Carolina held him back from what he really is and can be at the next level versus Ladd McConkey, who played for freaking Georgia. Everybody looks great playing for Kirby Smart right now. I think all three of those cats are off the board. That being said, if Legette ends up in Kansas City, and I think he's a real good fit there, you might have McConkey available at 33 the way my board shook out.
Yeah, McConkey. So based off of your list that you provided, I think that if those guys are gone, you got Legette, that's an option. You've got, you know, Keon Coleman if you want to go that route, bigger slot guy. He's starting to fall down the boards a little bit. You've got Ricky Pearsall, who a lot of people are sleeping on. I like Pearsall a lot from Florida. I thought he dealt with some lackluster quarterback play which may have, you know, hindered his numbers and whatnot. But I say all that to say that there's options if we want a wide receiver. I think one of those guys are going to be available, and I'm okay with either one of those guys. If you want to go deeper than that, you got Jalen Polk later on. You've got a guy like Malachi Corley later on. There's so many options that I am least concerned about the wide receiver position. We will get one. And what most Panthers fans should be concerned about, it's not about the guy that we pick. It's about the development of said guy that we get. We've got guys. We've got Mingo on our roster. What are we going to do with him? Like, it's about developing the guys you have. So these guys can have all the talent in the world. We've got to get them in here and hope that Kanellis and his staff will develop them appropriately.
Let's talk about that for a second. We had a conversation yesterday about Dan Morgan's introductory press conference. And I think you and I agreed when he said, you know, I don't care who's here. We got to make sure we got dogs in the locker room. Like, that always felt like a bit of a warning shot to the guys that are already on the team that, like, hey, I don't have a connection to y'all. I don't care. Like, I don't care. If you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here. And then there's Dave Kanellis, who's kind of the other end of the spectrum. Like, he's not a super intense guy. He's not a guy that's got the laser eyes. He's not a guy that kind of feels like he's going to put the screws to you because he doesn't really care. He feels like a guy that is a player development guy, which to me, I want the most talented wide receiver I can get at 33, Rashad. I don't want to wait. I want the best on the board at 33. I like the fact that you could take a guy like Xavier Worthy, who I think Adne Mitchell need a lot of development, or a guy like Spencer Legette, who I don't think needs a ton of physical development. He just needs a chance to run inside of a successful offense and actually get into a rhythm. And you have Morgan on one hand and Kanellis on the other to kind of match whatever development angle you need from your player.
Yeah, no, I like that because I think you kind of, you know, put it together really nicely. You got a balance of guys like Dan Morgan, intense. We know who he is. Kanellis, very analytical. The X's and O's are crazy. So in his development, again, you see the guys he's worked with. I think it's a good scenario for the Carolina Panthers. I feel good about it. I feel good about, you know, the practices have been going on. I feel good about what Kanellis has been saying in his press conferences. Everything just sounds good. But again, I hearken back to what I've been saying. I've got to see it. I've got to see what's going to happen. I've been hurt before. Okay. We've been down this road before. I don't want to be hurt again. So I'm protecting myself from getting too excited. But yeah, I like what we have with Kanellis and Morgan for sure.
All right. So this has been the theory that's been thrown around. And I'm not going to lie, Rashad. I'll let you talk me out of it if you want to. The more I have heard people talk about packaging 33 and 39 to get back into the first round, because the drop-off from the wide receivers in that first group, I'm talking Brian Thomas Jr., I'm talking Malik Nabers, etc. The drop-off's pretty big. I am on board for that if and only if Brian Thomas Jr. is still on the board at 15, 16, 17, 18, somewhere in that range, because I do think to go any higher than that, you'd have to give away too much. If Brian Thomas Jr. takes a tumble down the board and he's still sitting there around 18, 19, 20, I'd be willing to make that move. Outside of that, I don't think there's anybody else on the board that's worth giving up what you'd have to get up to move up 10 spots.
Yeah, I'm not on board with the trade up.
Under no circumstances?
I think the wide receiver class is too deep for you to trade up for one guy. I think you could take a guy, even though he may not be Brian Thomas level caliber player. I take a guy like a Ladd McConkey. I take a guy like a Xavier Leggett. There's some guys I would take and again develop them. We've got wide receivers. It's not like we don't have any wide receivers. So it's not like we're just complete void of talent. We can make it through this year. It's just about next year and the year after that where we have some guys with expiring contracts. So I'm not that desperate for a wide receiver where I would trade up. We've got other needs like cornerback, edge rusher, interior offensive lineman. There's too many needs for us, in my opinion, for us to sacrifice the two early picks. Now, if those guys are gone and you're not sitting at, in my opinion, I think there's going to be enough guys there, right, where you could eventually trade back, right? The way I saw it, and there's a board that went out earlier today. If I have a list of four or five guys that that are on my board that I'm willing to take, I would consider a trade back at 33, still get your guy at 39, and then acquire more capital. You need more pick. We have a lot of holes on this roster. I don't think trading up is an option, in my opinion. I think we may consider trading back. I think that's more likely, depending on how the board falls.
So who is – what's the situation for you where you trade back from 33? What's the situation shape out where we think Dan Morgan decides, you know what, moving back is a good option here?
Great question. So if we have guys like A.D. Mitchell, Xavier Leggett, Ricky Pearsall, Ladd McConkey, Jackson Powers Johnson, Darius Robinson, Nate Wiggins, if there's a list of guys like that out there, there's about four or five names that I'm willing to take at 33, then I'm going to trade back. I'm going to grab one of those guys at minimum and hopefully acquire another third, another fourth round pick. Because again, there's some talent that, you know, they always say that the second and third round is like the sweet spot, right? So if I can get more picks within that range, then I'm going to do that. Now, I don't know if we're going to be able to get that. Depends on who's going to be available, right? If there's a quarterback, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, that somebody wants to trade up to get, then I would consider that. And again, it has to be about four or five guys on that list, on my list, like I said earlier, that I'd be willing to trade back. And I know I'm going to get at least one of those names.
You ready for my big shot? Michael Penix coming off the board before J.J. McCarthy inside the top 12 picks.
Ooh, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that. I think
right now, pick your guy to lead your team in the future, Michael Penix or J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, for me, I love Penix. I'm a Penix guy. The injury's a little concerning, sure, but I like Penix a lot. A lot. I love Penix. I love his game. He's a dog, tough as nails. So I like Penix. But the J.J. McCarthy smoke, where there's smoke, there's fire. I think there's a lot of guys, a lot of teams willing to go up there and get him. But yeah, I'm a Penix guy.
I hate that. Why? His own team don't try. All right, we don't have to go down that road. Rashad Beard hosts the Panther Nation podcast. He joins us every Thursday, like around 8:40, you know, just sometime in the window. We got the NFL draft tonight. You guys going to be live for the whole night, for the whole draft?
Yeah, we're live every day of the draft. We're going to be breaking it down, analyzing our picks. You know, we have, like I said earlier, we have a big board. We'll be talking about BPA. What's the BPA for the Carolina Panthers? Those trade back options, what we would do in the scenario. And if we're right, we're right. If we're wrong, hey, we should have been right. So that's how we're going to go tonight. And so, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's always a blast. Our draft nights are great. I have like a legendary reaction when we picked J.C. Horn over Justin Fields. It was great. Legend. It goes down in the history books for all time draft reaction. So come and watch it. It's fun.
You know what else is going in the history books? The fact that from now on, Lonzo's going to say, when I'm right, I'm right, and when I'm wrong, I should be right. He's going to lift that from you. I'm calling that shot now. Rashad Beard hosts the Panther Nation podcast. You can find them on Twitter at Panther Nation PC. More importantly, make sure you are subscribed to their YouTube channel. They will be live tonight. Big Dog, appreciate it. See you next week, bro.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Always. Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast. He will rejoin us next week, and we will evaluate the draft selections of the Carolina Panthers. Right now, you may evaluate what is going on in the world of sports as Lonzo describes those things to you in this hour's Sports Flash.
Two games in the association last night. In game one, the Heat lit the Nets on fire. See what he did there? Knocking down 23 three-pointers on the way to a 111-101 win over the Boston Celtics. Tyler Hero had 24, including 6 threes, and Caleb Martin had 5 of his own, scoring 21. The Celtics played only 8 players, and only 3 of them ended in double digits. The series is now tied 1-1. The Thunder looked like the one seed last night as they dominated the 8th-seeded Pelicans, 124-92. Ouch. OKC prevented New Orleans from ever getting a rhythm offensively, limiting New Orleans to just 45% on only 73 field goal attempts. Hey, join Wired Wire today as Cole Bryson and Diesel broadcast live from Dave and Buster's in Greenville. Come out and hang out with the guys as they get you ready for the first round of the NFL Draft, 3 to 7 p.m. today, live, on location, Wire to Wire.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.